There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking food, glorious food this morning, because the giant Gulf Food Exhibition begins this week. 5,000 exhibitors from around the world, including people who are selling this. That is the cheese song from the movie Ratatouille, lovingly sampled by our producer, Shruti Rajendran, and it heralds the arrival in the Business Breakfast studio of the spokesperson for Parmigiano Reggiano Consortium, Fabrizio Raimondi. Morning, Fabrizio.
Good morning, everybody. Nice jingle.
We enjoy it. Let's talk about the business of cheese. Parmigiano Reggiano, also known as Parmesan cheese. You're here to represent that. How big is the Middle East in terms of your sales at the moment?
It's big at the moment. It's the most important market in the Arabian Peninsula, but it's just at the moment it's just 400 tons exporting every year. So we think we can increase it a lot, also because many people in the Emirates think the real Parmesan it's the Parmesan, the fake Parmesan, but there is a huge difference between the authentic Parmigiano Reggiano and Parmesan. So we can do more.
Let's talk about this, because when we think of Parmesan cheese or Parmigiano Reggiano, stuff that we grate on our pasta and other things as well, there's been a huge intellectual property battle, hasn't there, particularly in Europe where you're from Italy, about who can call their cheese Parmesan cheese. And a European court has ruled that only the 300 or so dairies in your area of Italy can officially call themselves Parmigiano Reggiano or Parmesan cheese. Explain why that's important.
Yes, in Europe, Parmesan and Parmigiano Reggiano are the same thing. So, as you told, the court declared that there is no other Parmesan in the world. So, it is a protected designation of origins, and it means that all Parmigiano Reggiano must be produced in the Emilia-Romagna region and in the small part of Lombardy. But outside Europe, we have lots of problem because we have no protection at all.
So I could walk into a supermarket today and buy some cheese labeled as Parmesan, but it could come from dairies where?
Exactly. Normally, they come from US or from South America, and they have nothing to do with the real Parmigiano Reggiano. If you buy Parmigiano Reggiano, you have to look at the brand. So you need to read the logo Parmigiano Reggiano and the PDO certification. And it means it comes from Parma, it has no preservative, no additives, and it is the only genuine one.
In reality, technically, is there very much difference between
there
yourself and
there is a huge
the,
difference.
Apart from the location.
There is a huge difference because the feeding of the cattle, because of the fact Parmigiano Reggiano is linked to the area of origin. It means we use only forage from that area. Milk it's only Italian, and we have a complete traceability of all the chain. So it means we are sure it has no preservative, no additive, and the flavor is also, but makes the difference, I mean.
I'm guessing that you as a region are probably swamped under Parmesan from other areas around the world. What percentage of the entire Parmesan market, if you can call it such, does Parmigiano Reggiano represent?
At the moment, our turnover is 2.2 billion. And we can believe half of the turnover is the fake Parmesan. So it's a really huge problem, almost in some countries such as the United States, because everybody, for example, put Parmesan in Caesar salad, which is very common everywhere in the world, but no one knows that in Caesar salad you should add the genuine Parmigiano Reggiano. So that's the reason why we are doing lots of PR in our most important markets, And we are also launching a new campaign in the Emirates, in Saudi Arabia, and in Kuwait to let the people know that they should order the real Parmigiano Reggiano.
And that's one of the challenges you face, intellectual property, and you spend a lot of time and effort on that. The other challenge we spoke about earlier with Chef Massimo was 2012 and the earthquake that happened in your part of the world. Just remind people who aren't familiar with it what happened in 2012 and the impact that it had on your industry. Tell people what happened to your cheese.
Many wheels will be has been destroyed, and so there was lots of help between the different producing and also the big chef, the influencer, the media, to sell them out also if they were damaged. And it was a success. In a few months, everything was the same as usual.
It's been great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us. Fabrizio Raimondi is official spokesperson for Parmigiano Reggiano Consortium. Busy week for you down at Gulf Food. 5,000 exhibitors, so it's going to be competitive stuff. We wish you the best of luck with that.
Yes, I think it will be. It's my first experience at Gulf Food, so I'm very excited to go there.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.